Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Mortgage Lending and Servicing Institute, the virtual version. I want to thank everyone on behalf of the planning committee. I want to thank everyone on the UT staff for planning this and getting it virtualized in the middle of a pandemic. That was quite an interesting process, and everyone did an excellent job, and we have some really high-quality content to share with you. So we're very excited about this. And first up, we have Jackie Moore. Jackie is an assistant general counsel at Zillow, where she is in the offers group and supports the title and mortgage business and partners. It's a critical part of Zillow. I've known Jackie for many years. She has an incredible reputation nationwide for being an excellent attorney. She has 15 years in the consumer financial services business, and I'm really looking forward to what she has to say, because Zillow, if you're like me, during the pandemic, you spent a lot of time on Zillow fantasizing about that house with a pool while you were on house lockdown with two kids. But without any further ado, I'll let Jackie get to her excellent material.
Good morning. Thank you, Chris. And thank you for visiting Zillow and dreaming during the COVID time. Hello, Lending and Servicing Institute. My name's Jackie Moore. I'm Assistant General Counsel at Zillow Group, and I am excited to talk to you today about the shift to bringing buying, selling, and financing a home into the always-on, enabled, tech-enabled world. So let's talk a bit about consumer expectations. Consumer expectations are changing and have changed. How many people in the audience have one of these babies? A smartphone. This little device has changed our world and our lifestyles. We are constantly connected. Think of it in your own life. Think of an app on your phone that makes your life easier. Now think about the company behind that app and that is meeting your expectations. This is what I mean when I'm talking about old category versus new category. How many of you guys remember this? I have vivid memories of the family trip on a Friday night to the Blockbuster. Fingers crossed that your movie was available, and chatting with the clerk behind to see if there was one maybe stashed under the counter of your favorite. Remember the signs in the store? Be kind, rewind. Blockbuster's peak, they had 9,000 stores and $6 billion in annual revenue. In 1989, a new Blockbuster store opened every 17 hours. How about Tower Records? 200 stores, 15 countries, $1 billion in sales. Beyond its incredible monetary success, its people had a real passion for music. If you ever visited one of the record stores and talked to their employees, they would spend moments of time with you talking about music, showing you new music, and introducing you into the latest hits. And a fan favorite of me, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I spared you singing that jingle, but come on, children of the 80s. You guys got to remember that, right? You remember the excitement of actually going into the store and running around and seeing all of those toys? Toys R Us controlled 25% of the world's toy market. 25%. They had 1,450 locations globally. All of these companies were once dominant in their industries. They loved their customers. They were passionate about the products that they offered, but they failed to evolve. They couldn't grow with their customers. They all saw the signals of change, but they couldn't change how they operated. And as a result, they lost the company, their customer, as well as their business. This is the old category. These companies were unable to adopt operations to the changing consumer. They missed the fundamental shift. And by the way, if you didn't know, you can actually Airbnb the very last Blockbuster that's operating in Bend, Oregon for a night. If you haven't checked that out, Google it. So what about the new category? Let's talk about a couple examples of those. These are folks who have evolved to provide their customers with a physical and digital experience, similar to this smartphone thing that we all love. We all know Uber, revolutionized the cab industry with the ability to call a ride at the click of a button.